Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, glory to your wonderful and magnificent name. Hallelujah, glory to your magnificent name, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Good evening, men and women of God. It's a pleasure to be with you once more and again. on this another Thursday evening here in the City of Glory, better known as the City of Gary, Indiana, for another session of the Warfare Hour. I am Apostle Carlton Earl Clark Richardson, and I am your host again for the night because of the will of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And it's also my pleasure that it's the will of our Father that once more and again, my brother in the ministry, my friend, very close friend, my cousin, my beat-em-up partner, is with us on tonight, and he loves the Lord. He loves doing the will of the Lord, and that is none other than Evangelist Anthony Mitchell. Amen. Amen. Amen.
God bless you. God keep you. It's a pleasure once again to be here with my brother, Apostle Clark, Warriors for Christ. It's a pleasure to even be asked to sit in under this teaching and give some input if the Lord say so. Once again, I know that there's a dynamite lesson coming forth. Unbuckle your seatbelt. Get ready to jump up and holler hallelujah. Hallelujah in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. We praise God for you, and we also love to thank those that's given us this opportunity. That's the ones that have made it great for us to hear the word of God on 7 days a week, pretty much every day of the week, every day of the year. They have prayer in the morning. Intercessors are praying for us, praying with us, going forth in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, fighting the battle early in the morning, in the morning, commanding the morning. That is the intercessors of the Kingdom Daughters, Intercessors of the Kingdom Builders International. God bless you and keep you. A special shout out to Prophetess Teresa and Evangelist Hannah, and especially those that work the boards. God bless you, because without you, we'd be kind of lost out here. And we do appreciate you. You do all the things that make it necessary for us to go out, but especially the intercessors, because you pray for everybody in this world, everybody that listens to these words that come across these airways. And again, we want to begin with prayer. We want to remind you that you can listen to the podcast live every Thursday, Central Standard Time, by dialing this number. You also can contact us and listen to the podcast at any time at your convenience. And I got some big fingers. And so if you've been checking out any of my posts on Facebook, please forgive me. I'm still learning how to use the apps on the phone and everything. I need me one of those big notebooks. So hopefully God will bless me. Somebody will bless me. I'm going to go ahead and call that, say that it's done, that I'm going to be blessed with one of those big notebooks. It'll be easier for me. But www.blogtalkradio.com / Kingdom Builders International, with an emphasis on in the demand box, the Warfare Hour, or Apostle Carlton Earl Clark Richardson. And you'll be able to see the number of podcasts that we've already done. Most of them are warfare. Most of them dealing with keys to the kingdom, how to knock that devil on his backside or get him off of you especially. And just different items that God has given us to share with his people. And we pray that till the day we get up out of here, ride up in the chariot and get, hope we get called up, you know, like Enoch, just one day be gone. But we praise God that you can listen to the podcast in that manner as well at your convenience. You can download them and things of that nature. And we want to ask you to continue to bless the Kingdom Daughters and the Kingdom Builders with your financial support, for that's the only way that they continue to stay on the air. Amen. Pray for them as well as they pray for us and with us. Amen. As we get ready to go into our level of learning on today, what God has given us, we want to ask that you would repeat these words with us. But as we remind you that we are the Warriors for Christ House of Prayer Church International here in the City of Glory. We have a great covering, and we are podcasting from the Living Way Christian Center here at 235 West 40th Avenue, also in the City of Glory, which is Gary, Indiana. And our covering is our own Apostle Leonard Emmons. And, you know, he comes to us twice a month on Tuesday evenings at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. You can also go on the air, on the website, and listen to his podcast. And he is, oh, my God. Oh. Check him out. Check him out. If you want the truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, and that's where you want to go. And he has a way of just breaking it down that just makes it so pleasurable. So we praise God that we are allowed to broadcast a podcast from this place. It's anointed. That's why if you enjoyed anything since we've been over here, you know why. Because this place is anointed. The Spirit of God is here. I'm not saying it's not nowhere else, but I know that the Spirit of God visits here regularly. Amen. And it's our intention that he visits you, and that you develop your relationship, that you get visitations regularly as well. Repeat after me, open thine mine eyes, that I may behold the wondrous things out of thy law. Psalms 119 and verse 18. Basically saying, Lord, let me understand what we're getting ready to hear, what we're getting ready to say, what we're getting ready to talk about. Please take some good notes and correspond with us at the end of the podcast. Let us know how the word affected you. Amen. Amen. As I said, at the Warriors for Christ, we believe certain things, and we want to make sure that you understand that before we start teaching. First of all, we don't expect you to believe nothing that we say. Absolutely nothing. But we do expect you to study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly or righteously dividing the word of truth. In other words, we want you to say, we want you, it is our desire that at the end of the podcast or during the podcast, you will hear something that will make you say, I never knew that, or what, or oh, come on now, and give you a desire to go search for yourself. See, we're seed planters, and we are seed waterers, and we recognize that God is the one that brings the increase. So if you get blessed by this seed planting and this seed watering, then we've accomplished what God has sent us to do. Amen? Also, we believe that failure is not an option. It's not an option. Failure is not an option. So we don't believe in doubt and fear and all of those things that are hindrances to accomplishing what God says. You know why? Because it says in the scriptures somewhere over there that we can do all things, that not some things, not a few things, but all things through Christ, which strengthens us. And the reason we believe in that is because And another scripture tells us that if we trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding, and in all of our ways to acknowledge him, then he shall lead and direct our paths. Hallelujah. We believe in the power of prayer. We believe in angels. We believe in the angels bringing us our just desserts that God has sent us. And that's where we are in our method of lesson right now. But we also recognize that
there's things that get in the way. And so we always want to pray.
Yeah, so we recognize that some of you may have had not the greatest portion of the week. And so we want to knock some of them hanks off that might have been in the way. And on last week, we shared a prayer that we want to share with you again. Because every time the saints come together, individually or daily, we ought to pray. We ought to pray. And the prayer is based on Daniel 9. So you can read the 9th chapter of Daniel, and you'll hear some of these words. And it's a prayer that you can read every time you get ready to study, every time you get ready to get in the presence of God. Amen. Father, we come to the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And oh Lord, righteousness belongs to you. But we are not ashamed, O God. But we, as your people all over the world, have sinned against you. We do recognize that, O God. We confess our sins and sins of our forefathers. But we have sinned against you. We have lived wickedly. We rebelled. We disobeyed your voice and your will. We've even allowed ourselves to be deceived, O God. We've not walked with the Holy Spirit whom you gave us to guide us, to teach us, and to show us all your truth. We've become spiritually immature, oh God. Just dishonoring our parents, unbelievable, God, and the lack of love and countless other sins that we commit on a daily basis against you, God. Oh, Lord, you still forgive us. You still lift over us. You still allow the sun to shine on us. You still allow the raindrops to caress us, oh, God. Because of our sins and disobedience, oh, God, our land and our people have been cursed. You told us all in the scriptures about the curses, oh, God, for not following your statutes, oh God. But maybe your body is in the way, oh God. But you are merciful, God. You're full of grace and love. And we ask that you please, oh God, do what you do best because of your grace and because of your love. And forgive us our sins. But especially to cleanse us of all our unrighteousness, oh God. Oh Lord, oh Lord. I ask for that word in that name of all the earth. Hear our prayers, O God. Open our eyes. Please open your eyes, God, and see our despair. O Lord, our God, forgive us, O Lord. Listen and act. Do this late for your all sake, my God. For your people are called by your name. You see that if those people are which are called by your name will humble themselves, and we're humbling ourselves now, Father, in prayer. You said that we call by your name, that we could break the curses that have come upon our land and the people by humbling ourselves and praying, O God. And we're praying to you now.
we're seeking your face, Father, and our repentance is to turn from our wickedness, oh God. We've confessed our wickedness and we have desire to turn from it. We bind all rule of spirit. Satan has sent to carry out these curses against us in Jesus' name by the blood of Jesus. Your word says that whatsoever we bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatsoever we loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. You said it in your word. You said it in Matthew, the 16th chapter. Free the souls of men, women, and children who've been bound by Satan. Take the blinders off of our minds, oh God. Father, we humbly ask you to send angels, giant angels, thousands and thousands of giant angels with flaming swords of fires, oh God, and with chains, oh God, from heaven to bind up all of Satan's ruler spirits that have had control of our land and have had control of your people. Father, we cut off all of the cords of the enemy. We cast them away right now in the precious name and blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the sweet communion, power and anointing of your Holy Spirit, and the good, the acceptable, and perfect will of you as the great I am. Hide us, O God, beneath your wings, and cover us with your feathers as the eagle, to protect us against the enemy. For you said in your word once more, Father, that he will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. You said in Psalms 91, O God, and we use that as a banner as we go forth, O God. We give you all the praise and all the honor and all the glory, O Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. We pray right now also for those of you that are afflicted, that are having pains and disease and
heartache, that have reason.
And we pray even right now, God, that the enemy be bound and that deliverance come forth. Oh, you say that you're in the midst, Father, when two or three are gathered together, there are more than that that are listening to you and agreeing right now, oh God, pressing toward the mark, the high calling, oh God, listening and learning to receive your word.
So we bind, Father, through your spirit, through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
All things, oh God,
that are a hindrance right now, Father, to our deliverance, oh God. We bind right now, Father, all things that get in our way,
all stumbling blocks, oh God. We bind, oh God, right now, any and all things, oh God, that keep us from hearing your voice. We bind right now, oh God, through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, any and all things, oh God, right now, right now, right now, oh God,
that continues to whisper in our ears those things that we've allowed God to be our pets. We bind them right now. We bind the voices that get in our ears, oh God. We bind those that purposely have set witchcraft traps against us. And we loose the angels, many warrior angels, and those warriors on the earth and in the earth, Father, that continue to intercede and to press forward and to pray with the power and the anointing of the blood. For you have sent some of us, O God, to be mighty warriors. And we war with the angels, O God, by the blood of Jesus. Even as we command the citadel, Father, that you allow us to command to fight these enemies. And we fight them boldly, O God. We come to the throne boldly, requesting what you have given to us, O God. But we declare and decree even right now that no hindrance, no sickness, no hurt, no harm, and no danger comes to any and all of those, Father, that are laboring in your workforce, oh God. And we pray especially for the marriages, oh God. We pray especially for the families, oh God. We pray especially, oh God, for those that labor in the ministry, those men and women, boys and girls, Father, that you've called and sent and anointed and appointed, and their families, oh God, that nothing gets in the way to keep them, Father, from the mark of that high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. And we declare it to be so now in Jesus' precious name. Hallelujah. And we claim divine favor, oh God. See, it's God's desire to favor his children. See, when divine favor is unleashed by God upon our lives, he will bless us beyond our wildest dreams. And people will stumble upon themselves to bestow favor upon us simply because we have found favor with God. Isn't that what you want? Isn't that what God has promised us? Much of divine favor has been providing us. We need prayer fervently in order to experience it. See, God has given many promises to his children in the area of divine favor. And these promises, we got to claim them through prayer. See, we need to set time apart for the prayer points and continue praying them vigorously until favor begins to locate us from the north, from the south, from the east, and even from the west. See, we don't have a life that is characterized by a lack of favor. But we can't claim divine favor today, and then our story will change. Doors that were closed will be thrown and cast wide open. Go to Matthew, the 7th chapter, verse 1 through verse 10, and it'll give you the reasons and the things that you can take a look at to help you claim and understand the divine favor of God. Hallelujah. And make sure you praise and you worship our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. For I received the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living and in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth and by the blood of Jesus. Everything done against me to spoil my joy this year, be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, as Abraham received favor from you, let me also receive your favor so that I can excel in the name of Jesus. You say you know respect of persons, oh God. That means that what you did for one, you'll do for another. Now, you've said it in your word again and again and again, oh God, giving us the opportunity and the administration of being able to interpret, oh God, and to understand and to have revelation of your word. So, Lord God, deal bountifully with me. Okay, personalize this prayer, men and women of God. Speak it. Speak this prayer. Speak this prayer. Even repeat it after me. You can be a mime and repeat what you hear. God honors your efforts. Lord Jesus, deal bountifully with us this year. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, it does not matter whether we deserve it or not. We receive unquantifiable favor from the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. Woo, did y'all hear that? It does not matter whether we deserve it or not. We receive unquantifiable favor from the Lord Jesus Christ in the name and the blood of Jesus. Every blessing that God has earmarked for me this year will not pass me by. In the name of Jesus, personalize this, men and women of God. Every blessing that God has earmarked for us this year, this week, this month, this quarter, this day, you need to personalize. What he just promised me right now will not pass me by. And that's where we are. My blessing will not be transferred to my neighbor, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, Lord, 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 disgrace every power that is out to steal your program for my life. You got a program for my life. You got a DVD show, oh God, for Apostle Carter Earl Clark Richardson's life. the one you named. See, I'm personalizing mine. I'm just giving you an example of how you should be doing this thing, men and women of God. Father God, disgrace every power that is out to steal your program, your DVD, your show for our lives, oh God, in the name and blood of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Every step that we take this year shall lead to outstanding success in the name of Jesus. We shall prevail with man and with God in the name of Jesus. Now you need to just, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You need to be spending some quality time praising God right about here. Lord. Yeah, we receive what it is that you have for us, oh God. We receive what it is that you have for us, oh God. Hallelujah. On the last few times we've come together, we've been discussing Revelation chapter 4. We've been discussing Revelation chapter 2 and Revelation chapter 3. Just a quick overview. Revelation chapter 4 and verse 1, we've been reminded to do something. Say, after this I looked and behold, a door was opened in heaven. If a door was opened in heaven and words are coming from heaven, then those words are coming from the one that's the ruler of heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were a trumpet. That means it was loud. It wasn't quiet. I wasn't the only one that heard it. But it was talking with me. It says, come up hither. Come up hither. And I will show thee things which must be hereafter. This call, men and women of God, you need to personalize this because that call is to you. God is calling us back to who and what we were before we came down here on this earth and got in this earth suit. That's what we've been talking about the last few times we come together. So a couple of weeks ago we said the door is open. The door is open for you, men and women of God, to come up here, come through the door, be reminded of what God had said to you before you came down here and became a human, a man of color, before you became a human being part of what's going on in the earth and on the earth. You came with a desire. You came with a mandate. You made a pact with God of some things that you were going to do. One reference to that is in Jeremiah, the first chapter, where it talks about he knew us. He knew us before we were in our mother's womb. He knew us so well that he had a desire for us. All through the scriptures, he talks about those things that he has desires for us. So we've been talking about angels. Because here in the Revelation, see, folks are angry and fearful about the revelation of God. The revelation is a good book. It is the greatest book. It's a book of, hey, look at what is available to you. It's a book of exclamation. It's a book of warning. But see, folks want to concentrate on the negative because of the revelation, the exclamation of what's being told. It's an eye-opening experience. It says, open your eyes. Recall what we already have talked about. See, man, women, God, you should not be afraid of what you already have seen, what you already have heard, and what you already have spoken. We have forgotten what we saw, what we heard, and what we said before we got in this earth. That's what this training, this teaching is all about. Then we further went on to say, last week, can you hear me now? And we talked about some things because all the spirits were. But we're going to go a little bit deeper. We also review Revelation chapter 2, verse 1 through verse 7. And on today, it's our intention to pick up in verse 7, chapter 2, and go through at least verse 11. We want to bring up the churches. And these churches all have different sins. Each one of those sins have other sins that are attached to them. And as we overcome the big sin or the little sin or the root sin, then the other sins may be dropped off. But sometimes we can beat them off. That's why we got thousands and thousands of angels. And they're giant angels. They're not no little bitty dudes. These giants, these are big boys. You know, and they come prepared to do the will of the Father. But see, here is also to remind you that God sends the angels. They are his messengers. Just like he picked some of us to be his messengers in the earth. But these angels were created to do nothing but to do the will of the Father. That means he says, go to, and they go to, and they deliver what it is that he sent them with. Our problem, men and women of God, and until you learn this, you're going to see yourselves missing out on some stuff. Because we don't recognize the deliverer when he shows up. He's got the gift, he's got the deliverance, he's got the money, the cars, the house, the health, the good words, the appointing, he's got all of that, and he's knocking on the door, he's sitting right in your room, sitting right across from you. And that's what we also want to talk about, you know, because all through the scriptures it tells us that there's been times where the angels can come, the angels, they're always here. You've got angels assigned just to you. You got your own believing angels. And everything in a lifetime that's going to happen to you, God dispatches angels from your legion to come protect you, to stand your way, to put you out of the way, to be there when danger is there, to fight even when you don't see them. Because that's their job. But what has happened over time, men and women of God, is that we have not been clearly taught the significance of angels in our lives. And even if we have been taught and you've been blessed to be in a ministry where it's been taught feverishly, our first teaching, our first learning comes from home. And God gave a mandate to our parents to teach us it, those things that we're speaking of now. And it's not in our parent bashing. But we're saying for those of us that are parents now that we didn't even fall short of the things that God has required of us to teach our children. See, if we had taught them early, at an early age, it would be inbred in them. And therefore, they would readily receive what they hear from the men and women of God that has been placed over our leaders in various areas. Therefore, we would be able to question things that were sounding something with the truth. But often we aren't able to do that because we don't understand the truth ourselves, and we've been misled, and it takes us a while to get the revelation of God again. Amen? Amen. We'll see what the Lord has given our brother. Amen?
In recapping, we looked at the church of Ephesus last weekend. We saw that the church of Ephesus was the church of first love, the apostolic church. You know, that's Revelation 2, 1 through 7. We were looking at Ephesus, and we saw that because of the first love, both the apostles and were preaching the gospel, signs and wonders was miracles was following them, and the church was being added because of the word of God, because of the word of God. It wasn't the gimmicks. It wasn't the gimmicks, but it was the word of God that was drawing. And by faith, the signs and the wonders began to happen. Now, when we look at that, we look at the apostolic church. We look at what was going on. We call it the Acts of the Apostles, but it's actually the act of God through the apostles.
Amen.
So what we have to do today, in the church of today, we have to realize that the acts of the apostles or the acts of God through us today will, if we're depending on him, if we're teaching and preaching and worshiping and praising God, if we are studying his word to be approved, if we allow the Holy Spirit to use us as we live, as holy as we can, because we ought to live holy because he said he is holy. So there are some steps that we have to take off in order to allow the Lord to use us and draw the lost through his word.
Man.
Returning to our first love. It's the thing that Christians today that we do and don't have a second thought about it, even though when we first accepted Christ, we said, Lord, if you deliver me from this stuff, I'm gone from it, because I know you are a deliverer. My mind is made up. But now as Christians, now that we're settled in, now that we done got some word in us, now that we done saw some things happening, we feel that we can do and live the way we want to. Why not? We love the Lord Jesus as our Savior, you know, but return to your first love. Living between hot and cold is really the worst place that you could be. And today, I love my brothers and sisters in Christ, but today, living in that lukewarm position is beating us up. We're being persecuted because we're living in a lukewarm position. Return to your first love.
Amen, amen. Return to your first love. Now, can you hear me now?
Now, you know, that's where we were on last weekend. We talked about the things that we, our senses, the things that we hear, the things that we see, and the things that we speak. And they have so much influence right here on the earth, but they had even greater influence before we got here. They had greater influence before we got here. Are we going to dwell on earthly things or on heavenly things? And so the scripture in chapter 4 tells us to come up hither.
Come up. Come up. We need to not go down, but to come up. I want to share with you Deuteronomy chapter 4. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 9 and verse 10. Remember we talked about, when we understand what some of the things, the hindrances were, then we can begin to do something about it. I was talking about our parents. I was talking about those things that required them to teach us. Now, I want you to see, that's not something that I just wrote. You know, I didn't write it. I'm the messenger. Chapter 4, verse 9 and verse 10. Reading out of the King James Bible says, only take heed to thyself and keep thy soul diligent, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life. But teach them thy sons and thy sons' sons. Verse 10, especially the day that thou stoodest before the Lord thy God in Horeb, when the Lord said unto me, gather me the people together, and I will make them hear my words, that they may learn to fear me all the days that they have shall live upon the earth, that they may teach their children. Men and women of God, let me share this with you. Anytime we don't take heed to what God has asked us to do, we're going to begin to forget those things that we heard. When we don't write stuff down, here in chapter 4, here in chapter 2, here in chapter 3, the Lord himself admonishes John to write these things to the angel, and this is what we've been talking about, to the angel of the church at. The angels have jurisdiction in certain areas because that's what their assignment is. So they have, for lack of a better word, they have a covenant law that they have to read every day. Just, you know how on first Sundays in some of your churches, you got to read their church covenant? The angels have to read their covenant with God over their assignment every day. But it's written. And that's why he says to us, the word of God says to us, for us to write the vision, to make it plain. Turn to chapter 6 of Deuteronomy. Chapter 6 of Deuteronomy, verse 7 through verse 9. I'm going to start at verse 1, though. I'm going to start at verse 1 because it kind of leads us into, but 6 through 9 is the key verses. But chapter 6, verse 1 in Deuteronomy says, "Now these are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that ye might do them in the land whither you go to possess it." God has in order for us to possess those things that God wants us to have, we got to know his laws and his statutes, his commandments, what it is that he is for and what it is that he is against. "That we might fear the Lord thy God to keep his statutes and his commandments, which he commanded thou and thy son's sons all the days of thy life." See, all the days of thy life, and that thy days may be prolonged. You get prolonged life by obeying. When God gave the command, the Ten Commandments to Moses to hand out to the children of Israel, the only commandment with a promise was that they had to honor their mother and their father, that their days might be long. And the reason that it's key to honor thy mother and thy father is because that's who he left on the earth to be his plan. That's who he left as the stabilizing point, is the family. And the rearing up of the father as the head, the father as the leader, the father as the appointed one, the anointed one, the authority maker, the one that is to the mentorer, the protector. He put himself, God designed it in a manner that if the man followed the statutes of the master, the whole family received nothing but the favor of God, the fog, the favor of God. We just read and we just had prayers about the favor of God. The favor of God comes from obedience. The favor of God comes from prayer. The favor of God comes from learning and from understanding the statutes, the laws, and those things that God has said. Here, verse 3 says, "Therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee, and that may increase mightily. For God has promised the fathers, and he had promised thee in the land that floweth with milk and honey." The land that floweth with milk and honey is the things that he's promised us. What does that mean? You have to go to God and ask him, what is my land of milk and honey? Is that my new car? Is that my children growing up for me to see them? Is that me having a house Does that mean getting a great education and being able to make nice money? Does that mean learning how to be a roofer? Does that mean learning how to be an electrician so I can support my family? Is that me? Am I going to be a preacher, old guy? Am I going to be a deacon, or am I going to be one that prays for others? What is my land of milk and honey? Men and women of God, you need to know some things. And here, where it says here, hear, O Israel, that the Lord is one Lord. You should love him. Verse 5. But these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. This is where we get to verse 7. That thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children. This is a command from God to our parents. And shall talk of them when thou sittest in thine house. That's the first thing. When we're sitting in our house, our parents were supposed to teach us that. When we walk it by the way, when we walk with our children, we're supposed to be teaching them. When they lay down, we're supposed to be, you know, that prayer we say, now I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep. That's when we first begin to learn how to pray. But that it shouldn't have stopped. It wasn't supposed to stop there. And it was supposed to be there when we got up in the morning, because we had to get up early in the morning and get cleaned up and get prayerful and praise God like the birds do every morning. We were supposed to have been taught this. Verse 8, it said, when thou bind them with a sign upon thine hand. You know, the ring.
Go ahead, man.
Go ahead. Oh, okay. With a sign on their hand. The sign, and one sign on the hand is that God gave the man and the woman a ring. For marriage, and you know we going there, a man and a woman with marriage. You know that eternal ring that's on their finger is a binding, unfaltered, eternal circumference that's never to be broken, and they should be a frontlet between their eyes. Verse 9 says, thou shalt write them upon the post of thy house, the post of thy house. And on that gate. That means folks from miles around need to know that. Who knows that you are in the kingdom? Who knows that you are a son or a daughter of God? The people that hear you on the radio, the people that see you on Sunday and on Wednesday or on Thursday, or the people that see you every day of the week. Do they know that who you repping?
Yeah, that's one thing. That's one thing. I was having a conversation yesterday evening, and we was talking about the assembling of yourselves together. And I was like, well, assembling, how do you assemble yourself? Does that mean come to the church on Monday or on Sunday and on Wednesday and Bible study and church morning service or prayer service? Is that when you assemble, or where do you assemble at? Do you assemble at with Christians that's on your job? You work with people for years and years, but you never say anything about Jesus to anybody at the grocery store. Aren't we supposed to assemble wherever we go? Because when we assemble, if it's two or three that gathered in my name, I will be in the mix. If Jesus said he'll be in the middle of two or three that's gathered in his name, then I believe that some healing and deliverance is going to take place. I believe that there's going to be some drawn to the word of God because of the assembling that two or three people do in a grocery store, at the laundromat, on the workplace, or wherever we are. Yes, assembly. Let's get together.
Amen. And also in Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, it talks about the curses and the blessings and the curses of God. And it kind of breaks it down. Verse 1 through 14 talks about the blessings. And then verse 15 all the way through verse 58 start talking about some real mean stuff that's going to happen to you from not obeying, not hearkening to the word of God. But here's the kicker. The same stuff that's listed in the Old Testament, men and women of God, is what we're talking about right now in the New Testament.
The new covenant. See, that's the old covenant. This is the new covenant. Both of them are covenants, promises. The promise is if you put yourself in the hands of the man with the plan, then you receive the favor. You can go and get that favor at any time. He even made provision for it by sending himself as a manifestation of the Son. For greater love had no man than to what? Give his life for a friend. He considered us friends. He started calling us friends. Let me share this with you, men and women of God. If you really don't have a personal relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, this is as good a time as any to get one, because this is a month that's been, and I'm hearing everybody talk about it all over the airwaves everywhere. It's not just here in the City of Glory, but we one of the focal points. But it's talking about that this is a month of breakthrough. It's a month of birthing. It's a month of miracles, signs and wonders, and of healing and deliverance. How you going to get yours? You got to start recognizing where it's coming from. You got angels that surround you, all about you, in front of you, with your deliverance, with your breakthrough, with your birthing, with your miracles, with your signs, with your wonders, with the stuff you've been asking for. Some of y'all gonna have to try me. Start asking God, okay, Lord, let me see. Okay. Turn to Second Kings. Okay, turn to Second Kings chapter 6. Second Kings chapter 6. See, wanting to see angels and wanting to see what's really happening is not nothing that's new. But see, our eyes are blinded, men and women of God. We don't see stuff sometimes that's right in front of us. But you know why? It's because our understanding hasn't been activated.
That's the word.
Our understanding has not been activated. And the angels can't give you what they came to give you until you activate them. Ooh, we gonna finish that, y'all. Listen. 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 15. And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, the host compassed the city both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, alas, my master, how shall we do? And the master answered, fear not, verse 16, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. The word of God is blessed and truly blessed. Men and women of God, my prayer right now is that God will open thine mind eyes. Remember that what we said in the beginning? See, sometimes we listen to words or hear words or say words and don't know what those words mean. Open thine mind eyes that I may behold the wondrous things out of thy law. I say it every week. And it ain't about me, men and women of God. It's about, I mean that thing. I want to see what this man wanted to see. I want to see them angels that surround me. I want to see them. I want to hear from them. I want to know that they're there. Sometimes I'm in despair, and I want to know that they're there.
Glorified. Worship.
Put yourself in a situation, man. We're not worshiping the angels. We're not putting the emphasis on the angels as they did, but they are the deliverers. They are the messengers.
what I mean when I say deliverers, they're the FedEx guys. See, when FedEx come to your house, if you open the door, when they ring the doorbell, they got to take the package back to return to sender. Did y'all get that? That's what today's message is about, return to sender. Return to sender. Do you want to get what's yours, or do you want it to be returned to sender? That's that room that I was speaking with some folks earlier today about. There's a room, or I've been heard about men and women of God that have died or been taken up to heaven, and one of the things that almost all of them speak of is that they were walking by and they saw a room or a claveture or something with their name on it, or it was so familiar with them because all the stuff that they ever thought about they wanted was in that area. And so they looked and they stopped and they paused, and the person that was the angel that was walking with them, or if it was the Lord walking with them, they said, "Lord, what's all that stuff over there? That's all the stuff I was with my name on it. That's all the stuff I wasn't able to deliver to you while you was here on the earth." See, remember, men and women of God, we made a pact with God. We made a covenant with God. I say pact, you know, because I'm trying to get you to understand in any language that's familiar with you. But it's about covenant. It's about the promise that we made. We signed, it's a blood oath that we signed. That's why we call by the blood of God. That's why we are able to, because of Jesus Christ, our sins are forgiven. Because this flesh is so tough when we let it that we can't even see the things that we already done made a promise, stuff we saw before, we done forgot all about it. But the scriptures say that he will bring to our remembrance, he will always bring to our remembrance those things which we both heard, saw, and spoke. Man. And it's really important that we return back to our first love, because when we really look back and start looking over what we're doing as the body of Christ, we can't help but to understand why the church is in the position that it's in right now. We should be drawing by the power of God. By the power of the Holy Spirit, folks should be begging to get what we got. They're not looking for silver and gold. They already got it. They're not looking for all kinds of wealth. What they're looking for is a peace of mind. They're looking for some joy. They're looking for some happiness. Everything else they think they already have is material stuff. But what they're looking for is something that we can give them freely, and that salvation that our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, has died on the cross for us, and he has made it available to anyone that's willing to open up their mouth and accept him in their heart as his Lord and Savior. Oh, but it's our responsibility. It's our responsibility to activate the angels. It's our responsibility to ask the Lord to make a way, to lead me and guide me. Show me where you want me to go. Tell me what you want me to say, and I'll go. I'll do it. I'll be there. And the angels are being activated as you get the instruction from the Lord to open doors, to close doors, to open a highway up for you to go and let them receive the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because as long as we are doing what we want to do, there are some folk walking around in a circle that's looking and waiting for something that we have,
And if we never get on that road that we're supposed to be on, they're going to continue to walk in a circle and be lost. Oh, I don't want their blood to be on me. Lord, you open up the door. Lord, you show me where to go.
Yes.
That way, as I'm praying, as I'm worshiping, and as I'm praying you, the angels out there already, they glad to get up off of their seat. They glad to go and start bringing in whatever it is you need. They're glad to move walls out the way. You know, some of that stuff that we've been bumping into and bumping into, and we've been praying, Lord, would you please move it out the way?
Yeah.
We're bumping into it because the angel is standing there saying, why don't you go around? This ain't the way you're supposed to be going. Thank you, Lord. And, we need to have some stuff shaken up in the church today.
Yeah.
Got to remember that. Remember that old ping pong, not the ping pong, the arcade game, yeah, the pinball machine. Remember, you had two backs, and the ball, you pull the handle and shoot the ball, and the ball would go up, and it started bouncing off of some stuff. Well, sometimes it'll bounce, and it'll go in the hole, and the piece of thing just goes, bing, 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 bing. You receiving all the points, and then it'll kick it out, and bounce it around, and it'll land somewhere. Bing, 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 and all the points coming out, and it'll kick it out. But sometimes you can kick that ball out there, and it'll bounce off of this, and bounce off of that, and then it comes down out. You got to use the bat to hit it back up there to score points. But that's what we're doing in a couple of times. We used to play the ball, the ball machine. We got to get on the tip spot and use it. We just bounce it off of this and bounce it off of that. And the next thing you know, we tied, beat up, and wore out because we've been working and doing stuff on our own instead of allowing the Lord to just lead us and guide us and let the angels be activated in our lives so that we can have the strength and wonders.
Bad. We begin to read that we are
and. When that and is in there, that means that's something else. Works and tribulation, comma, and poverty, comma. But thou art rich. He had to stop there before he can even finish. He had to stop and put in parentheses. And it's, y'all notice that you got the King James Version of the Bible. What I'm reading right now is written in red. That means this was being said by God himself. Thou art rich, and I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but I'm the God of Satan. God is telling you, I know all every crooked crook. I know the ones that you see. Ain't getting by me. Quit worrying about them getting over. I'm telling you right here, they ain't getting over. I've seen them. I know them. I got them. Verse 10, fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Shalt means it's going to happen. So, but don't fear it. You're going to suffer. Men and women of God, you're going to suffer. You're going to suffer. You're going to suffer. Says it right here. Fear not none of those things which thou shalt. Shalt means it's going to happen. You're going to suffer. But don't fear it. Why? Because behold, the devil shall cast some of us, it says you, into prison. Comma, see that? Why are you being cast into prison? That ye may be tried. Tried is another word for tried is tested. And ye shall have tribulations 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. Be faithful unto death. Be faithful unto death. Everybody say, be faithful unto death.
Yeah, be faithful
unto death. Everybody say, fear none of these things.
Fear none of these things.
Remember we said in the beginning, failure is not an option. Fear and doubt is the biggest weapon of the enemy against us. He always wants to tell us about our past. What's in our past? Stuff that we done did that wasn't no good on the earth. But in our eternal past, hallelujah, in our eternal past was nothing but good. Because we was with the Lord, and we was talking with him. We was seeing the things, the mighty things of him.